Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
We're back with Catching Time. Just pulled the question from the deck, and I've already read it. I'm about to ask it to Rachel. This one hit close to home. All right. What kind of homework do you like doing? Which feels just could be a whole lie there. And how can homework be made to be more fun?
How can homework be made to be more fun? Mm-hmm.
And what kind of homework do you like doing?
What kind of homework do you like doing? Is this me as a parent or me as a kid? Like, when they bring home homework, the hardest thing was the math homework, but mm-hmm. now they have this thing where you can put the problem into the thing and then
it teaches you
how to do it, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Because how I used to do it was not the way, so I would say I'd go opposite and say that was the one I didn't enjoy doing because I wasn't good at math. I enjoyed math. Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast that we could go into. But the other part of the question was what would make it more fun?
Yeah.
I love to make everything a game.
Yeah.
I love to make everything fun. So that's – I think I would probably try to make it a game.
Yeah.
Some type of game. I do remember with the girls, I would try to do things where because they didn't want to do their homework.
As most don't.
Yes. So when they were younger in elementary school and they had homework, it was let's do our homework first and then we can do this. Or let's see what the homework is and then we can make that part of the game or something. And everything was different. It was very different. Now they're in, college and high school and they own their own homework. If they get it done, they get it done. If they don't do it, they don't do it. It's not on me. It's on them.
Yeah.
Because their teachers aren't and their professors aren't going to be asking me where their homework is. They're going to be asking them. So it's a little bit different.
No, absolutely. For us, this has been the first year of homework.
Oh, yeah.
So where our kids are in school, the elementary school prides itself on going, hey, we don't give out homework, right? We want kids to be kids. We want them to have fun, which has been great.
Yeah.
But JT's now in middle school. Homework is a real deal.
It is.
And it's a real struggle. We're fighting. Like I wish I could come up here and go, hey, we figured out how to do homework, how to make it fun.
Yeah.
And I like to think I make a lot of things fun. I can turn them into games.
You do make a lot of things fun.
I cannot make homework fun. As a kid, I struggled with homework. I'm watching my son struggle through homework. We tried to homeschool for a year. We struggled through homework, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he is so smart. He's so good, right? Math, he can fly through. I was not a math kid. For me, if I was answering it as a child, mm-hmm. I would go English. Like English drove me nuts because I knew how to speak it and was articulate that way. But when it came to putting it on paper, it just didn't translate.
Yeah.
I could not do it. It struggled. My dad is an immaculate writer. He's a technical writer.
Whoa.
So, I feel like I'm trying to break a generational curse here hating homework and fighting with my parents over homework. So I would love to make it fun. If you guys have ideas on how to make it fun, please send them to us.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to fix this.
Yes.
In my own self of going, hey, how do I break this idea of homework has to be a fight? I don't want it to be a fight.
Yeah. You don't want it to be a fight because your whole night will be that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the hardest part. And also with homework, it's procrastination. I saw that a lot with my girls is that they put it off and they put it off and they put it off. And then 9 o'clock came. When we were supposed to be going to bed, and they said, oh no, but I still have my homework to do.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Which is just so upsetting. Like, as a parent, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're killing me, man.
No, I don't want to learn the Pythagorean theorem.
Because it means I have to learn the Pythagorean theorem at this time of night, and I'm just not there mentally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about with our younger kids, because now, like you said, they do not have homework. I remember spelling lists from my kids' elementary.
Yeah.
So what are some things that can make it fun? And I think this is something that we need to ask. Obviously, we're asking our kids these questions, but like, hey, what would make it fun? what would make it where you're not procrastinating? You know, what is it that you're procrastinating about? You know, and it could be different things. It could be like you said about the mental block. You're like, I can speak it, but I can't write it down.
Yeah.
I know one time I had said to my oldest, because she was like, I can speak it. And I said, well, let's get a translator. Let's speak it into a microphone or whatever, you know, was the technology at the time, and let it spit it out for you, you know, and so that it could be that. Because if that's the thing, you don't want to actually write it or type it.
Yeah.
How can we figure that out? You know, but it was knowing your kids and getting to know what they do. But of course, did we do that?
No. I was terrible at homework. Again, this is us going, hey, I'm not sure we have the answers. We're trying.
Yeah.
I love too that you were able to give your kids ownership of their homework.
Yes.
Right. I think that was one of the things I really struggled with was, well, if mom and dad, you're not going to keep track of it, I'm not going to keep track of it. Right. Which did not lead to great grades.
Yes.
Or even learning some of the material. Yeah. I look back now and I'm like, man, if I had just done that worksheet, I might have actually understood X, Y, or how to use a comma or whatever, you know, or trying to relate it back to English. Again, I'm not good at it. How do we take this question to a spiritual format, right? I think this is really hard because I don't ever want students or parents to associate a spiritual discipline and a relationship with God as schoolwork, right?
Yeah.
We work really hard. I know you work really hard for your classrooms here at church, for our spaces that we meet in, not to feel like school.
Yes.
Right? Like we are teaching, obviously.
Yes.
We're trying to teach biblical truths. Yeah. We're trying to communicate. But we work really hard not to make it feel like a classroom. So I'm struggling with how do we translate this idea of homework, stuff we do at home, into a spiritual discipline. Yeah.
Maybe it starts with not calling what the kids bring home as homework, you know, like changing the name, you know, or what it is. This is work to make you better. You know, how do we make that, you know, like it's like how do we flip the script or, you know, turn the tables, you know, like this will, you know, like, hey, this will better you. This will help you in whatever that you're doing. For us, when we were growing up, our teachers would tell us, you're never going to have a calculator in your pocket.
Yeah.
Little did they know.
Little did they know.
Yes, we're not going to put the TI-82 in our pocket.
No.
Because now we have a phone that has an app that has everything.
That can 3D image and graph for us.
Yes. Exactly. Who knew? But it's the things that they're telling us are important. Mm-hmm. So it's the same with learning the things from the Bible, our small groups, our Sunday school. I know I even have a hard time calling it Sunday school. So I call it children's programming on Sundays, you know, so that, you know, it's like, no, it's not like a negative connotation. So maybe there's something that we can do to take it from that negative and flip it again or turn the tables to make it into a positive. Hey, this is time that we get to sit together at the table where I'm spending time with you. And maybe that's what it is. You know, again, we've talked about spiritual practices. Is that one of those spiritual practices reading the Bible with your child? Which Bible are you reading? Are you reading for our little ones? Is it you're reading the picture book, which I highly recommend. Any of the picture book Bibles are perfect for their age because they can look at the pictures, ask them to describe the pictures.
Yeah.
You know, what do you see in this picture? You know, all the way up to when they're reading and using the Adventure Bible or whichever Bible that's there for them.
Yeah.
That's the one we use for third grade is the NIV Adventure Bible.
Yeah.
It's the time together because you're catching time right now. You are catching time right now. So I think it's time to ask that question.
Yeah. Stop. Take a minute. Ask the question, what kind of homework do you like doing? How can homework be made to be more fun? And we'll be back in just a minute. And we're back talking about homework. Here's children, students, here's what I want to flip the script. You ask mom and dad, what kind of homework do they like doing?
Yeah.
And when you talk about homework, talk about the work of your home, doing dishes, mopping.
I like that.
Raking the leaves. I don't know.
Yeah.
Different home responsibilities.
Yeah.
Because also, I'm going to give you guys a hint. If you're a student and you want to make some money, go take over some of that homework for mom and dad. And maybe there will be some better allowance there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ask them about homework. Yeah.
Awesome. Have a great time, you guys. Have a great week. See ya.
See ya. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.